Good afternoon. Had a good first day in pads. Started out a little bit slow, but we picked it up and ended up having a good practice. Really focused a lot on the red zone, which is an area that we really want to concentrate and improve and make improvements on this season. And had a good practice. Just give you a Ryan Miller update. As you know, there's no new news with him. He's currently in the NFL concussion protocol. Saw him last night, actually, before we even got to our meetings and went to our nightly meetings. I'll take questions. Ontario has a hamstring day-to-day. Not concerned about it.
How about Desmond Bryant? Looked like he wasn't taking any reps with the team.
He's had back spasms, so again, he'll be day-to-day. Yeah, he sprained his shoulder. Again, I'm not concerned about it. I think it'll be a day-to-day type.
On that collision with Josh Gordon, is that when that happened?
Right, yep.
So you talk about the red zone. What are you looking at Brandon or the other quarterbacks? What kind of decisions are you looking to make in the red zone, and what's the number one or two things?
I mean, good ones, for sure. You know, being the first day, everything's tighter, and obviously the space is tighter down there, so the decisions have to be quicker. Getting comfortable with what we're doing from a scheme standpoint, because everything happens fast down there. So, you know, these guys getting familiar with that and doing it and executing it and seeing it over and over again is the important thing we're looking for.
In terms of the contact that occurred on the play you just mentioned with Gordon, how much contact do you tolerate in pads, and how did that fit into or what you do tolerate?
Yeah, the ones down the field we want to try to stay away from. That was just a case where both of them were going for the ball.
That was okay, though?
Yeah, that's going to happen.
So it looked like Deion Lewis got some of Montario's reps. Yeah, how do you think he did in that situation?
Deion
Lewis?
I thought he did a good job. He's had a couple good practices out there since pads have come on again. I think I stressed yesterday of how running backs, it's easier to look at them and see them and evaluate them, you know, when the actual blocking schemes are happening. And so he's had a good couple days.
So when you look at your offense, a lot of young guys, Brandon second year, Trent second year, do you consider like a big unknown? Do you know exactly what you have in these guys here?
Well, that's part of this process in training camp, that we want to be able to look at them and give a chance for them to show what they can do and for us to assess them and then see what their strengths are and then be able to, you know, adjust and put in the best things and try to put them in the best position to succeed.
Scary might not be the right word, but it looks like you're more set on defense. You brought in some free agents, maybe a little older. Is it worrisome at all that you don't know exactly what you have on the other side of the ball?
It's fairly typical for this time of year to be in that position, especially new coming in. I've been through a few different situations, and you learn as you go, and those guys have an opportunity. They're called competing, but we're learning them as well.
How wide open is that punt return job? Look, they had about five or six guys back there catching punts.
Yeah, we're going to look at and continue to work a big group, both as in the punt return area and the kickoff return area, and just see those guys. I mean, we'll have opportunities during preseason, you know, to work a number of them, and we'll pare it down by then where we'll get the guys that we want to get, you know, most of the reps.
Is that what you have to learn is in preseason more than out here when they're just catching it again with nobody coming down on them?
Yeah, because a lot of times you're not live out here in those punt situations, and so, you know, getting in the games and they actually are catching and, you know, having to return the balls, then you get a chance to see them a little better.
How fast, though, do you want to pare that group down? It seems, you know, there's a lot of guys in that group right now.
Yeah, it's good to have a big group because you never know from an injury standpoint, you know, what may happen. So you want to make sure that you have a big pool of guys to pull from, and we'll pair it as it applies to that.
It's a question you can ask every day, but from the standpoint, this is the first day outside in pads. Do you break down Weedon's performance today?
Yeah, again, I mean, we'll have to look at the film. I thought for the first day of red zone, I think that, you know, there were some ups and some downs. I think that as all of them had, you know, and again, as they get more and more familiar with what we're doing in the package, the decisions are quicker, and then the effectiveness is better.
Is he on schedule, you know, so to speak? I mean, you would expect him to be a certain place at this point of camp after OTAs? Is he there, or where are you expecting?
Yeah, I don't look at it from a schedule standpoint. What I look at it from an improvement standpoint, and then us being able to learn about him, and then, you know, we'll be able to tailor what we're doing to, you know, him or any other quarterback or players that are in there.
Did your gut tell you that he's improved okay to this point?
He has improved.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Josh Gordon and what you've seen from him starting out here. Even today, seeing him, you know, back in the end zone, he's going up to get footballs and that. What do you like?
The last 2 days, Josh has really come out and competed. And, you know, he's come out with a plan in practice specifically of what he wants to work on and get better. And he's done that. And, you know, you see those plays that he's able to make. You know, he's going after the ball, and he's going strong to the ball.
Is it still a work in progress with him to get the consistent effort every snap, every rep of the drill with Josh?
Well, I think it is for everybody. And that's where, you know, here you want to push guys. You want to put them in situations that are tougher, stress them, push them when they're tired. And that's what training camp's really for. It's about developing mental toughness, and we want to do that with everybody on our team as well.
Mingo, first day in pads for him, got to do some live pads for stuff. What did you see, and how valuable to go against some veterans like Butler and Joe Thomas?
It's great work for him. He flashed. I saw him getting around the edge on some guys. He had a nice counter move as well on his pass rush. So it was a good day to see him and be able to get him in pads and really where you can see these guys, like I said, full speed going against each other, finally.
Same for Paul Kruger. It looked like he got good pressure a couple of times.
Yeah, Paul had a couple nice pressures today, too.
Did you talk about the tight end group, Jordan Cameron, those guys? What do you see from them with progression? Are you happy with how things are going with them?
Yeah, you know, I think that, again, I see improvement from that group. Kellen Davis, it was good to see him back out there practicing today. And so we'll get a good competition with that whole group. Brad Smelly's doing a number of different things, roles he's fulfilling as a tight end and as a fullback. So, you know, the group's improving. It's a group that doesn't have a lot of snaps, but they're improving out here and they're working at it.
You probably were asked this already, but your thoughts on Deion Lewis's move down there at the goal line? Just Lewis's little juke to get in. He seems to have that quickness. We were asking you about him the other day, so you wanted to see him in the pads. Just what you've seen out of Deion?
He does. He can stop and start. We talked about it a little bit earlier. He's had a nice 2 days, and you know, really, he has got good vision. And I think that's showing up as well.
Chad, what are your impressions of Sean LeBeau?
I think Sean's done well the last day from pads, and we'll have to, you know, have to go in and see after practice how he looked. You know, I think he's playing physical. He's working on his technique, which is something that he wants to focus on. And, you know, we'll just see as this thing goes on.
With, you know, him and Kingston and Greco, three guys who have, you know, started, have good experience, kind of, you know, seemingly vying for two spots, how valuable is that?
Well, you know, obviously they've all played, so getting over that first hurdle of being in games is huge. And they've all worked with the other guys, which, you know, part of that process of communication and being comfortable with other guys out there, you know, we have a jump start on that.